The Bizarre Cast contains adult themes and explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Bizarre Cast with your hosts, Robert Christopher and Richard Martin, and we're here to discuss Game of Thrones.
And before we do that, a little bit of housekeeping. Guys, you can find us, as always, on the socials, at the Bizarre Cast, and follow us, join in the discussion, see what you thought about Game of Thrones. And we are on a Patreon, that's patreon.com/TheBizarreCast, if you want to support the show. Now that the ash has settled and the housekeeping is out of the way, we're going to get right in to episode 4, which is sort of setting the table after the atrocities up at Winterfell. We'll start with yourself, Rob. What do you think of episode 4 after such a dramatic conclusion Winterfell?
I think we should just quickly give a summation of 3. Not really a summation, but the things that came out afterwards of HBO blaming the fans for it not being clear. I actually watched it, and I'm not a fantasy guy, but I did watch a clip of The Lord of the Rings from 2002, the final battle of the Hornburg. I'm not a big fan. Some people call it Helm's Deep.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? I don't know what I'm talking about. I just know that I watched this clip, and it was a battle scene at night, and everything could be seen. So, yeah, I don't know what to say about the non-visual, the hiding, and all the CGI, but they took the fans' outrage and they threw it back out on them by saying, you should have watched it in the dark on a big TV, you shouldn't have watched it on your phone, and all that other stuff, which was, I don't know what to say.
Sorry, excuse.
Bad excuse. It's just whatever. You know, I tried. I did. I waited at night, just for my own, I didn't need to watch the whole episode. I waited till it was very dark, closed all the curtains and everything, made it as dark as possible. You still can't see it. It didn't change a thing. And all the shenanigans and all the hullabaloo on out in the world. I mean, maybe it's only on Twitter. I don't know. Out in the world, nobody seems to care. I didn't run into, actually, that's not true. I ran into one person who watched the show, but who knows? Everybody else was just interested in, eking out a living. So all the blaming of back and forth, I think, is just a social media. I think we're divided. It depends on what kind of fan you are. If you, and I can see both sides. If you're in the production side, you put in a lot of effort. If you're a fan, you put in a lot of effort. You bought the books and you read them 5 times, and
you've been following for 8 years.
Yeah, and you've been following for 8 years from day one, so I see both sides. And so from there, we will say au revoir to episode 3. And all I can say about episode 4 is I knew that this was coming. I said it last time. I said Sopranos, Dexter, Lost. I could go on and on. Even The Shield didn't end on a big – it was more of like a cerebral – peak than a action, but it was just shows just don't end well. Now I understand their expectations. I think you should talk about 4 because I really was already expecting it. I was already in the camp of, okay, this is, like any job. Like you've left a job, I've left a job. If you're leaving a job and you've only got 2 weeks left on the job, how hard are you working on that job?
No, you're not going to work it at all.
You're not going to work it at all. So that's what happened. But you can't blame it all on the writers because there are people that put in an enormous amount of effort. Even for episode 3, the cinematography, they put $15 million into some of these episodes where a movie doesn't even get $15 million. So I'm not really ready to take sides. I think you should talk about episode 4. All I could say is, I don't know why they needed to make her be so blind not to see the armada that was coming at her.
Well, yeah, I basically have a few fixes for all the episodes that would have made them much better. So I suppose jumping in.
Go ahead and switch the order. It would have made it different. Would have made it better too.
Exactly.
Could have killed off. Could have killed off Cersei at episode two.
Yeah, should have killed Cersei before the Battle of Winterfell, but we can explore that now in a second.
Yeah.
So going into episode four, kind of starts off. We have Varys plotting. He's basically showing. They basically found out that Jon was the true heir, and you see he has like a load of notes. All stacked up on his desk. The little girl Martha comes in. She's like, "Oh, in the kitchen. I'm really scared. I don't know how to do it." Obviously, there was like this subplot that he was trying to poison Daenerys. But what should have happened, because what ends up happening with Varys is he gets caught, you know, plotting treason basically, and they made him look so stupid because he approached John and was like, "Yo, bro, I'm the master of whispers. Do you want to commit treason?" But what should have happened was the little girl Martha, one of his little birds who couldn't be trained properly given the dire circumstances of everything, should have got caught, and then they knew it was Varys passing notes out to try and tell all the lords that John was the true heir, sort of thing. So they really made the master of whispers look really stupid. You know, obviously Varys confronting John was just not a good idea. And what really took away from the weight of episode three was they basically said that half the armies are still alive. So the ultimate sacrifice of the Dothraki was completely just, you know, washed away, given that they're all still alive. So what should have happened, really, instead of the slave girl, I can't remember, getting killed up on top of the gates, what they should have done is that should have been Jorah. Grey Worm should have defended her out in Winterfell. And even the dragon getting killed by the Iron Fleet, it was just so stupid because I showed you a video of basically someone edited that Benioff or Weiss was like, "Oh, she forgot about the Iron Fleet," but a montage of people saying,
I watched the whole episode, and I watched the 15 minute or 10 minute or whatever 12 minute bonus where the writers talk at the end. So yeah, let's not go into what we think should happen. Let's just give a quick summary of 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, sure. So
and then we'll get into it, because this, we could go into a million things that should have happened and could have happened and would have happened. So I think you're well suited to do that. So just quickly summarize 4, 5, and 6, because I really have no. Do you want me to give you a quick summary? Okay, for episode 4 was a letdown because of episode 3. It was supposed to be for I don't know how many seasons. You can't kill the dead. The dead can't be killed. And it was this big, massive effort to get everybody united, even Cersei's, but anticlimactic because they killed the dead anyway without Cersei and without her army. So apparently humanity can kill the dead, even if it's not a total conglomeration, corporation, United Nations effort. I don't know how much of an army she had or how much she would have done, but, you know.
And it was one night there, as well.
And it was one night, and it was done quick, and you didn't get any backstory on the Night King. I know we're setting up for winter. Winter came, and winter fell real quick.
It did, and then... Yeah, I suppose Bran as well. He was warging and, oh God,
again,
basically
I'll get,
no payoff.
I'll get in, I'll get into that real quick, okay? Listen, the books are the books, and the show is the show. Never, well, I won't say never, but most of the times it doesn't translate well. They make deals, and we'll talk about the politics. Behind the scenes is probably more interesting than what happened on the screen. But whatever. So episode 3 was the White Walkers, and White Walkers got killed without the United Front, or mostly United Front. But then amazingly, in episode 6, where did all these Unsullied and Dothraki come from?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Did they respawn, or did they forget?
They forgot. It was so bad. It took away from it so much.
I know. So let's just go and not go in order, because I don't think we could keep it in any order. But 4, yes, Daenerys is, and Jon Snow are riding on the dragons, and or one of the dragons just basically gets shot at with the, I don't know if that's the scorpion or what.
Yeah,
you
it's called
call
the scorpion
it.
Or whatever.
Yeah, but on a boat, I don't know what it's called, but, you know, it was like Moby Dick in the sky, put it that way. And three awesome shots, like, he didn't miss.
Yeah, and then the next episode, there's about 40 of the crossbows miss. So it was just bad. It went from, like, basically, you know, in gaming terms, like, aimbot, you know, killing, like, one shot, three perfect shots.
Three perfect shots, like, in the torso, in the neck.
In the head, in the heart, everything.
Everything. It was like, wow, how on a moving ship.
Yeah, and a moving dragon. So, oh my God.
And a moving dragon. On water, you know, like, see, who's, I forget the lady that's also had the armada, who was with Theon. Theon got cut
Theon's
the ropes.
Sister, yeah.
That's the sister, I forget. Anyway, someone was saying that they should have fought on water. There should have been a battle scene on the ocean. No, yeah, is it Blackwater? I don't know. I already, like I said, I've moved on, and I don't want to sound not interested, but I literally knew from episode... Well, I knew from the beginning. First, they announced 2 years, which sounded awfully like The Sopranos. I was like, yeah, you were on for 10 years, but yeah, with 2 year intervals in between to give you 6 episodes. But I will grant you this, and I will grant them this. They were 80 minute episodes. So you really got about 7-8 episodes.
Yeah.
With the extra 20 minutes times 6. You gave them, you know what I'm saying? It's 7, 7.5. So really wasn't 6. When people say, oh, they only gave us 6, they gave you 80 minutes. They put $15 million, which I'm sure there's like a million filmmakers that wish they had $15 million to put into a movie, let alone one episode.
Yeah, exactly.
So much money. And there's the documentary. By the time this gets edited and uploaded, you know, they're going to have that documentary that's going to air, and everybody's going to watch it. And you're going to see all the hard work that was involved in making these six episodes. Now, I can understand if you're the hardcore, read the book 5 times, loved the books. Why didn't George do this? And why did Benioff and Weiss do that? It's like, listen, Benioff and Weiss, from all accounts, has been given the Star Wars franchise, the next Star Wars.
I think they've been given a full trilogy, yeah.
And I bet you they were burnt. Because I know a lot of people in the industry that, okay, the first season, you're energetic. It's fresh. It's new. You get in work. But by the third or fourth season, you've run out of ideas. When you say that Tyrion chains and the eunuch changed and everyone, it's supposed to change. I mean, you can't have 7 seasons or 8 seasons of Tyrion.
Same shtick.
Well, him being in the brothels and being a drunk. I mean, he was drunk, but maybe he loses his touch. You know, great athletes can have 10 great seasons, then have 2 seasons where they go, what happened?
But there's losing your touch and there's being a moron. Like,
yes,
because you go back, because I was just thinking of a scene. I was like, why was Tyrion so good and why did people like him? There was a scene in like season 1 or 2 where he told like 3 of Cersei's little council 3 different stories for the same thing. And whichever one got out and got back to Cersei, was he outed the person for being a snitch, essentially.
Yep.
Like that kind of scheming was really smart for the show, and it worked well for his character. But
okay, I don't want to cut you off, but Rich, it's the last episode. What do you want them to scheme? You want scheming in the last episode?
No, it's just what I just said. It varies. Basically, I'm going to just skip all the way around. The whole Jon Snow being the true heir, they really shafted that and brushed it under the rug for no reason. It was ridiculous.
Listen, this is, look at, I don't want to harp on The Walking Dead, but look at how awesome The Walking Dead was. It was getting crazy ratings, bigger ratings than I think even than Game of Thrones. But then what happened? They fell off the mountain because there's only so much you could do with the zombies. Do five seasons and then start Fear the Walking Dead and with new characters and a new place. Or what you could have done, and I keep saying this, is have these characters go in a different area. Now, they did do Snow. I did watch the last like 2 minutes of the last episode and snow started to fall, which would be great if they would have done that in season four, but it's too late now. Nothing will bring me back. Because they're basically bringing people in, showing you them for 3-4 episodes, and then killing them, and then giving you the whole, like, 9/11, oh my god, it's the end of the world, I can't believe these characters that I hardly knew died.
I know, but so in terms of Game of Thrones, like... Listen,
wait, I'll tell you where I'm going with this. Be thankful you got an ending. It ended.
Yeah.
You're getting up. There's a prequel coming. Now, I know there's a lot of people say, I'm going to leave HBO. No, no, you're not. They gave you a definitive ending. They didn't take Jon Snow and say, we're going to have Jon Snow movie. We're going to have a Cersei movie. I mean, the people that... Most of the people that deserve to be killed got killed. I don't know how Sam's alive. Some of it's ridiculous. But on the production side, the CGI
phenomenal. Everything was phenomenal. Cinematography,
the music,
CGI, even, music, everything.
Listen, in episode 5, I know we're going to disagree on this, but you cannot have 40 minutes of strange people running around while the dragons are burning down the city, okay?
No, but I'll tell you what would have been much better.
I understand their rationale of having Arya because it made it more impactful. I know Arya, so watching Arya get from the belly of the city, trying to get out, trying to get away from the dragon, trying to do good, trying to help the woman, trying to help the kid, scooting down the alley, scooting into here, running, getting... falling over. I don't know where the magical horse showed up from, but whatever.
All right, can I tell you my take on that quickly, right? So
okay.
Arya basically saw the whole burning of the city on the ground. She was being done up to be the master assassin. Now, in episode 6, now, I'll tangent for just a quick second. A third of the episode was Daenerys climbing up and doing her speech and Tyrion talking to Jon. We saw Arya actually sneak up all the steps. Now, she should have been the one to kill Daenerys because she was on the ground. She saw everyone burning. She's the master assassin. That should have finished her arc. Then what should have happened? Drogon sees that she killed Daenerys. Then Drogon wants to burn her. And then Jon goes, no, jumps ahead. Arya gets toasted. She's dead. Jon survives the Dragonfire because he's a true Targaryen. Everyone notices his true lineage. He goes, I don't want to be king. He goes off with the Wildlings because that's who he feels most at home with, and that was his one true love originally. And then Sansa becomes a queen, unites all the kingdoms, including the North, and Bran says, hey, by the way, guys, this is what I was doing, and he becomes a Hand. That would have been a much more satisfying ending. But to go back to episode 5, what they should have had was when they were at the gates and she had about 16 Unsullied or whatever, that should have actually been the remainder of the army from Winterfell. And it was a bluff that they still had an army, right? And then it would have been more justified to burn the whole city because they only had a dragon and they had 6 men. That would have been much, much better. The Dothraki would have been gone. The Unsullied would have been absolutely mashed. That would have been much more satisfying. And you could have done it with the clips that were there. You just have Jon with a few Northmen. That the scenes that we had, but don't make it look like there's a huge army on the hill. Cut that out. Danny's like, it's all or nothing. I have to burn the city because we can't take it otherwise. We have about 3 men and a pot and pan, like, do you know what I mean? That would have been
I agree.
That would have been much better. The writing was just bad. If you tweaked a few things, you would have got the same.
I won't say the writing, the logic was bad.
Like, tweak a few things. So I saw they did a re-edit when the dragon got sniped, basically, with the existing footage, where it made it look like she saw the fleet and couldn't veer out of the way before getting shot, instead of the actual edit where it basically looked as if she didn't know the fleet was in the water, like flying over a body of water, but forgetting there was a fleet. Right. So that was a bit silly.
Flying over a body of water, and she has that la-di-da face, and like, look at me, look at the clouds,
yeah,
and
then all of a sudden... Tear, yeah, and yeah. So, basically, like, I basically told you my ideal ending, which I think would have been miles better, and it would have actually, like, it wouldn't have, it was the same outcome. I think Bran being the king was completely out of left of field, and nobody likes that character, Bran. And we got zero closure with what he was doing.
No, see, that's where you're wrong. Again, you have to know what you're talking about here when it comes to television. In the book, George admits that, and he even said to HBO, I don't know why you're giving so much TV time to Bran. He's not that important. But there's a rating, a metric. It's called a high Q rating. That's what Bran had. In other words, people like to see Bran. Whether it was because he got pushed out of the window or for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. It's not like he's the most attractive guy or the most beautiful woman on the show, but he has a high Q rating, which means he has a high likability rating. People like him. Maybe they like that season with him and Hold the door. I don't know what set that off, but that's why that was put in there. It was also put in 3 years before it was done that Arya was going to kill the Night King. Okay, they went to George, and George said, okay, fine, whatever. This is how you're going to do the show. And the third thing I'll get into is I bet you there's politics behind this. I bet you – I don't know if HBO gave the middle finger to George or George's publishers said, you know what, let give the show enough rope to hang itself. Then write your books because – and then George, he's like 70. He's happy. He's a millionaire. He blogs. I didn't even know he had a blog. And yeah. Did you hear about this petition? There's like a million people wrote on this petition to listen to this. You really think after spending $15 million an episode, getting all the permits to be in Ireland and have, you know, there's all of those work permits
and visas
to get all. And you got to hire a certain amount of Irish, just like in every other country. You got to hire a certain amount of people and getting all the actors from England and everywhere else into these spots where I don't know where they actually film. You're the Ireland expert, but all of the nitty nuts and bolts grinding. You really think they're going to do that again just because you were unhappy with the season? I was unhappy with The Sopranos. Do you really think I even said in the last episode when we were talking about this, I said, as long as they don't parallel park a horse and buggy or a horse or parallel park the dragon somewhere, I'll be all right. And you know what? I am all right because I already felt like there was no good conclusion unless somebody brought up that the Night King could be reconstituted at the end for some magic spell, because also in the show, what people don't know is the book has a lot more magic and spells and sorcery. So I was hoping for that, but when I was like, nah, not going to happen. Why would they do that?
Because you mentioned it there earlier, the Hodor scene, right?
Yep.
They had shown that Bran can interact with time and change time, and they still did nothing. It was just like, oh, Bran should be king because he can't have kids and he knows all the stories. I'm like, no, he should be the maester then. Write down the history of the world. Why was Sam the fake maester? Why was Bronn the master of coin? That was just like fan pandering. It was so bad. Like it was a bad ending. Basically what I told you would have been much better and satisfying.
I agree. I agree, but I'm being the devil's advocate. Otherwise, we would be doing a 45-second podcast. We could just say it was okay, I moved on. I am a casual fan. I enjoyed it for what it was. Even these six episodes, there was moments it built tension. I felt the dread when the White Walkers were coming. Now you just got a very 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 minimal payoff for a ginormous buildup. Like winter is coming. Winter has been coming for how many seasons?
Winter must have the bluest balls. it was coming for so long.
It's coming for so long. So, you know, and then he gets the, I don't know, whatever. It didn't bother me. It wasn't any social justice warrior nonsense that Arya killed the Night King.
Oh,
it's
no.
just that she killed. It's that she killed the Night King so easy. Like you said, she was the master of. She should have. If she would have came as Jon Snow's face and then surprise reveal,
yeah.
It was really Arya or anything.
Yeah.
With all of that, you know, I didn't read the books. I can only go by what people have said and what I've heard, that there's more to her training that they didn't get into. But I don't, you know, just like with everybody griping about the Disney shows leaving Netflix. But, you know, 36 episodes of Daredevil, I think that's enough. It told enough story. I'm sorry, 39. Was it 13, 13, and 13? Yeah, it's, you know, if they could, maybe they could go one more. If they condense it, if they put all the characters that they need to have in, but I don't need Jessica Jones. I don't need Luke Cage. I don't need the other guy. I don't even know, Iron Fist. I don't even remember. But it's not like you got gypped. I don't know. There's no story left with him or the Punisher. Now, if you want to bring the Punisher back in, and that didn't work when they did the whole to do the Marvel Universe. I know we're tangenting on other things, but well, don't worry, I'll bring it back around. They had a Punisher, Luke Cage, whatever, all of those people, Arrow and these other – I don't even know who these people are. I don't watch these kind of things. I just enjoyed the Daredevil for as a simple pleasure, but became a little bit of a job. But it was well written, well – everything was done well. The music, the theme, they got good actors. Same thing for Game of Thrones. It's just that I don't know. To me, it's people that want two more seasons of 10 episodes each. I don't – why?
Yeah, because it was meant to be like 10 seasons ordered by HBO apparently.
But yeah.
As we said, I don't want to repeat ourselves, but yeah.
No, you could repeat. I repeat yourself because, what we both said – good.
Because it is a case of, yeah, like I left the job and it was like, oh, I know I'm leaving, but they don't know I'm leaving. So
right, yeah.
They definitely were like, oh, someone whispered in their ear, Star Wars is on the way. They were like, we got to wrap it up.
I don't even think, yeah, but you don't know the timeline of that. They were, when they pitched this to HBO, they were just hoping for it to, because nobody knows if it's going to be a hit, especially when you kill off the main character, Ned Stark, right? You think like, okay.
Well, that's when everyone was hooked. They were like, what? You got rid of Sean Bean.
I know, but what network executive wants to hear that? Wait, we're going to get this big star and we're going to kill him off in the first season? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they must have been converts after it started exploding. They were like, look, we don't care, actually. Are going to pump a load of money because you're making a load of money. But it was simultaneously the most watched and most pirated show ever.
No, Rich, they don't know that in the beginning. It's just words on a piece of paper. They don't know that.
No, it was a big risk for season one.
Even when you have a book that's a huge success, it has a built-in audience, that doesn't mean it's going to equate. Like, I'll give you an example. There's, and I know you don't know the movie because it predates your existence on this earth. It's called Joe versus the Volcano.
Sounds riveting.
Yes, with Tom Hanks. But this is what I remember about the movie, is that the writer, because the networks or the studios, whatever you want to call the bosses were the bosses, just like in baseball before there was free agency, the players got screwed and the owners made all the lion's share of the money. It didn't get spread around. And so finally this writer had a chance to stick it to the man, which wind up is you never stick it to the man, you stick it to the fans. He had it in his contract, demanded that the actors cannot ad lib at all. They gotta read the script that he wrote verbatim. And if you didn't do it right, you're going to do it 20 times until you get it right. And it made for a stiff movie because it's not – sometimes you want to say whatever or do some motion or you couldn't –
All right, sounds better out of your mouth is different. It's like if you got me to read a script, it's not in my cadence. It's not the way – well, I know if you're an actor, you're supposed to adapt to a script. But if it's stiff, it's stiff. It doesn't work.
Right. It was a stiff – well, he made it stiff because he didn't give them any leeway. Instead of saying, okay, you know what? Do 98% of my script. If you just, you know, everything was, it was in the contract. The way they moved, when they looked at the, you know, how they turned, everything, which made it them go into this mode of, okay, I'm just going to memorize lines. and I'm going to be a stiff robot. And that's how it comes off. So that's what we don't know is why George didn't finish this book. I don't know when he was supposed to come out with this book.
He's in the 70s. I'd tell everyone basically explicit off. I'd be like, I'm done. I'm old. Like, I'm not finishing this book. I got moderate success. I was a TV writer, and then it got picked up, and the story is going to be finished on the screen, whether you like it or not. This is more or less the ending. He said it in his blog. I read the whole blog.
Oh, you read the blog?
I read the whole blog. He's like, look, it's more or less going to end up the same. Of course, the books are different because there's like millions of characters that are cut out, merged, missing, absent. He's like, this is the show. This is mostly the ending. You'll read the books, you'll make your own judgment, and you can argue on the internet over it, is basically what he said. He was basically like, I'm sick of it. Like, just argue on the internet. Like, he's like, I'll finish the book, but in my own time.
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, right. That's what I'm trying to say is after you pound, like, there's writers. I met a writer that had to pound out, I think, 6 books, a book a year for 6 years before he got to his next contract. And he said, and no uncertain terms, very explicit, he wants to put a gun in his mouth and blow his brains out because he said it's not natural. You don't get enough time to get new experiences to write another book. Now, you have your whole life for the first one, just like an album. You have your whole life before that first album. Then you have the second album, which is usually, quote unquote, the sophomore slump. And then maybe you get back on track with the third album, and then you, and away you go. You've established your fan base, and you go on making records and making music or writing books.
Yeah.
I don't know what George. Wait, I don't know what George, because I am not that hardcore of a fan. I did not live and die with this show. I like that it was a non-politically, how do I say, tinged show. He had to show tits. He showed tits when they were fucking. He had brothers and sisters fucking. He had, you know, murder and mayhem and rape and everything. The appeal of that was that you felt like anything could happen. Killing his father on the shitter.
Yeah.
That was, you know.
No, because if you look at it, take a step back. What is the show? It's dark. It's a dark fantasy adaptation. Who in their right mind even would have said 15 years ago, 20 years ago, that there'd be a massive 70-episode series, dark fantasy, tits, dicks,
yes,
violence, everything, like
vaginas,
everything.
I don't know how in the Middle Ages there's no bushes. I would have the actresses, because they have the show that we talked about. I don't know if you'll ever watch it, called The Deuce. It takes place in the 70s. The women, I don't know if they CGI the bush in, but put it in their contract and say, listen, you're going to be in this scene in a brothel in the Middle Ages. You cannot look like you just got the chick, whatever, the thing that's, I don't know if you saw the commercial where the three women are in bikinis and there's like a bush in front of them, flower, and they're cutting their bush, like, quote unquote, shave the bush. I'm like, how is there not pubic hair in this, in the Middle Ages anyway?
It's magic. It's a different world.
It's magic. Oh, it's a different world. But I'm just saying, yeah, for me, know what it was? It was a fantasy, epic fantasy, dark fantasy show for people that's easily, I wouldn't say easily, because the first couple of seasons were really tough when it was just dialogue. And I was like, okay, where's the dragons? Everybody's talking about the show, and I had to wait for these dragons to come out of an egg and then have baby dragons. I mean, like, you don't have to start that early in the process.
I know, you said, but the last time it was like zygote dragon.
The zygote, oh God, I don't want to get political, so I'll stay out of it. But yeah, it was a easily accessible show for people who don't like fantasy. They like the action. They like the plotting, like you said, the scheming, the deception, the soap opera. There's soap opera in everything. You got to throw in a little soap opera. The fact that anything could happen, and anything did. The suckling on the nipple. What was the kid, 8 years old?
Yeah, that was great.
It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, it was ridiculous. There was no holds barred. So that's what made people. That's why it had to be on HBO. That's why shows that belong on HBO or Showtime have to be on Showtime. When they go on AMC, and like we always say, how could you have all this murder and mayhem, but they cannot use any profanity? when you know it's the end of the world.
Because they get to drive their fresh, brand spanking, sparkling Honda down the road for the sponsors. Yeah. That's AMC.
Yes, and I bet you that cup of coffee was probably paid for in Game of Thrones.
100%.
Hey,
100%.
Yes, that because was not a mistake.
Did I say it the last time? Basically, the amount of people, there's like set dressers, directors, director of photography, editors, light riggers, producers, executives, and you're telling me
mic'd.
Not I one know. Single person saw the cup straight in the middle of the frame. I didn't see it personally. Right. But
I didn't see it the first time either.
It became a Twitter moment. It was like, look at the coffee cup. I was like, Starbucks paid.
Yeah.
They paid big bucks for the Starbucks.
Big bucks. And guess what? They got what they wanted, was that buzz for a whole week.
But you even said to me, it's like, did you see the Starbucks cup? You didn't say, did you see the cup of coffee? You said the Starbucks cup. So I was like, you fell right into that viral marketing pan by telling me the Starbucks cup.
No, I didn't. Nope, I didn't. I'll tell you why. Because I was into the story, and I didn't notice it until the second time. Because sometimes I like to watch shows twice. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I'm just not in a mood. And I don't want to be – I like to give shows a free chance, like fresh, like not tired, not doing all the whole day and then waiting in the night and then being half asleep and not really interested in the missing stuff in the episode.
Yeah.
So, but that's what I'm saying was the story, believe it or not, was still good enough because I liked the red-haired wildling. What's his name?
Tormund, yeah.
Tormund. He was praising Jon Snow. He's a little one, but he's a fighter. How many guys die for you and then come back then stick up for you?
But that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying you were into his speech. I did not notice the cup of coffee. The lighting was good. Everything had the same look to it because it was naturally lit with the fire.
Yeah.
So natural lighting hit it. And I was like, okay, that's a mug like any other mug. Why? That's when you know when your story is no good is because – if you notice the cup of water moved an inch, or you notice that the toothbrush is, moved 3/4 of an inch, then you're looking for mistakes and not watching the movie.
Yeah,
I want to be in the show. And like you said, 70 episodes, epic. Okay, it could have been a knock it out of the park 6 episodes, but what did we say in private? We kind of felt like season 7, the dragon was a zombie dragon, Viserion.
I don't know. I never knew the dragon names.
Yeah, no, Drogon. I still don't know why Drogon melted the Iron Throne. How did he know? Dragons have like...
a brilliant commentary on that. It was like...
Oh, yeah, please enlighten me.
It was basically... it was like...
I agree. Before you say... I'm agreeing with you. I'm agreeing with everything you said, but I'm just saying as a person who knows the other side, man, you got to give those people credit because
of course.
They put so much the effort. People are not given the like gripe and moan and yell and call for Benioff and Weiss and yell at George and blog at George. Be mad at everybody.
No, I know. I'm just saying for a conclusion.
No, not you. I'm saying to the universal out there people.
No, that's what I mean. But like on a napkin, I've come up with a better, more satisfying ending. Do you know what I mean?
I agree. But now tell me this.
Yeah,
this
the commentary was either Drogon was the smartest dragon that ever lived, that he knew that it was not Jon who killed his mother, but the corrupting power of the Iron Throne. Or he's the most stupid dragon of all, that he saw there was a knife inside his mother and looked at the throne made of knives and thought the throne killed his mother.
Oh God.
I was wow. Either which way, it makes no sense.
Now explain to me this one, because here's another one. In episode 3, Jon is now staring at the I think the zombie... Was it the zombie dragon? I'm not sure now.
Yeah, it was.
And he screamed at it. So I was like, if I was the dragon, just burn Jon Snow.
I know, but he was like gearing up his fire, a blue fire breath. I don't know. But going back to John, because I didn't get to say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
He came back to life, and that was completely brushed off. That, like, you know, it was like, you came back to life. That's amazing. No one's ever done that kind of thing. And his true heritage swept aside. He just turned into a babbling idiot who only could say, "You're my queen. You're my queen." That's all he could say. "You're my queen, always. You're my queen."
I know.
And I was like, oh, God. But look, it's ended. And yeah, I don't have much more to say, to be honest. I think we could wrap up.
Well, let's just say, okay, in episode 4, they miss the Iron Fleet. The dragon gets killed. I don't know. What is the other big happenings of 4?
4 was they killed a slave, which is like, who cares about her? Didn't really make much sense.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, oh, that also didn't make sense, because she could have just taken Cersei and fell off the thing, and they could have killed...
Sorry, no, we didn't even comment on the Clegane brothers, the Hound versus the Mountain.
Oh, you know, we'll get to that. I'm just saying, that was another thing where she said, well, you better say whatever you have to say now, and I would have just grabbed her. Which she said, oh, so much for the breaker of chains. I would have just grabbed her and fell off anyway. If you know you're getting your head chopped off, just
would have grabbed Cersei or something.
Or reverse. Cersei had all the scorpions. Why not kill that army and kill the dragon? It was very weird. They must have shot out a sequence and then just said, you know what? We're leaving. I'm telling you, that's the thing. When people say fandom is a double-edged sword, it's we love you, but then, you know,
we're both commenting as not being hardcore fans. We're just saying, as TV goes and story, it was poorly executed, is all we're saying.
No, I know, but what I'm trying to say is this: don't cut me off, or cut off my head, or burn me with a dragon. What I'm trying to say is, the fandom, they know, the executives, they know they have you in their pocket. So they made you wait 2 years thinking, oh, we're going to wait until it's really wintry in Ireland to give it better effect. No, they were jerking you around. End of story. You should know this. But because you are such blindly loyal fans, you are now upset because they didn't live up to your expectations.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way it works. Shows end badly. People get deals. I'm sure they had that deal in their pocket, and they said they couldn't. They probably didn't want to sit there. Like I said, they pitched that to HBO thinking it would go. The Red Wedding was three seasons, the third season.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Okay, that's how far that they thought that it was going to go. That it went a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, and an eighth season. I think those guys were burnt. I bet you they were like, you know what? I don't care. There's nothing I could say for Tyrion that Tyrion hasn't done already. He's killed his wife. He killed his father. He's been drunk. He's been in brothels. How many more brothels can he be in? I'm glad they ended it, because The Walking Dead, I have to use this as the benchmark, because Walking Dead did a spinoff, and then that one has never risen in ratings ever. It's gone down since episode one. Yeah, but it's gone down each season, each episode. It's never gotten an audience. It started at 11 and dripped all the way down. Now they have Rick, who's got 3 movies. He's not dead, but he's not on the show. So what do you have? You have this multimedia. When does the story begin and when does the story end? Just end it. I understand it's making AMC a lot of money, and they got all kinds of deals in Atlanta.
But it's all they
have, and it's very profitable. But you to diminishing returns.
Yeah.
I it's going down. And now, listen, I know television. If they're making money and people are watching, enough people, even though it's not getting a 17 rating or a 12 rating or even a 10 or an 8 rating, it's down into 5s and 4s, and it's going to drip into 3s. If it's still doing a 3 and people are watching and they're not paying the big-time actors who are practically all gone, I mean, there's nobody left. Like, what is the core of the story? Is it survival or what? I don't even know what it is anymore. That's what I'm saying. Even though it was bad or uneventful, or you could have thought of a million better ways to end the show, at least it ended somewhat coherently and it's over, and people could watch the prequel, or George could write a book in 5 years. I don't know.
Yeah.
To me, I'm a casual fan. I watched it for what it was. I knew it was coming. When the first episode started with all the talking, I said, all right, I'll give them credit for it's been 2 years. They got to remind everybody. But then the second episode was Dredd. That should have been 15 minutes of Dredd and then right into either killing Cersei or the Long Night, however you want to do it.
Yeah.
Rearrange the episodes. Then once the White Walkers were dead, I was like, okay, what is the twist ending? It's just by a process of elimination. You knew as each episode, as people were dying, there was nothing left. Cersei was going to die. That rocks fell on her. What's the difference?
Rocks fell on her. Two bricks fell on her face. And they died.
Listen, if she got burned, would it have been any better?
No. No, I'm not saying that. No, that's what I'm saying. All fine.
That's what I'm saying. There is no good story after episode 3. After the White Walkers are done, there is no good ending.
No.
The only thing they, like I said, they could have used, they missed out on opportunities with Arya using her incognito, her whatever, she could change the what was the guy's name again? The man of a multi, many faces?
The many-faced god.
Yeah, okay.
The god.
Well, so if she would have used that, and it would have been, pick any character. It doesn't have to be Jon Snow. I'm probably sick of Jon Snow always winning because he won the battles and all of that other stuff. And if they would have picked somebody else, you would have been like, oh, snap, he's going to kill. But again, why was the Night King just standing there? He, in all the episodes, that's why I said, okay, this show is just done. Nobody cares. Is because awesome battle scene that we talked about last time when they had to get the dragon glass.
Yeah.
Again, but the Night King just shows up and then he raises the dead. Okay, but that's about as much as he's ever done. They did recast him, the actor. It was two actors playing the Night King.
Okay.
So the first actor was probably just a real actor. Because I know I said to myself, this guy, doesn't look the same. I couldn't keep track. I was like, the Night King? Is this the Night King? Because I remembered the guy that rose the dead. Was it the same guy that was acting, or whatever you want to call it, raising his eyebrow? Why didn't he just kill Bran? Why didn't he just do whatever he does? Touch him?
This is what I was going to say, because they missed the trick. Because what they could have done, since Bran could influence the past, what they could have done very quickly, 5 minutes scene, less. Bran goes back in time to try and fix the past. And there was all these theories that, like, Bran was whispering in the Mad King's ear, and that's why he went mad and tried to burn the city. Then Bran actually went back to build the wall, because Bran is actually Bran the Builder. What they could have done is that Bran went back to the Children of the Forest and said, I'm Bran from the future. And then they actually turned him into the Night King. And it was basically because Bran had the mark of the Night King that he didn't realize that it was him. And then once they met each other, it was like the circle was complete or something along those lines, that he wasn't coming to kill Bran. I don't know. There was no payoff with Bran.
But I would say the social media outrage, let's call it that, of him not petting ghosts. I was like, who cares? The show's ending. There's two episodes left. Just watch the show.
That was only like a joke, though.
Some of this stuff is just people wanting to get, like, let's get all the naysayers, because they're like, I think they're a vocal minority. There's still a lot of people that watched and, you know, they just watched it and liked it and moved on. And they went to work the next day and, okay, they're going to find another show. Like what I did. Like, literally 2 days after that, I'm a casual fan. I didn't live and die with that show. I knew, like I said, I knew when it opened. I knew when they said 2 years, which the bells went off, and it went off for a lot of people that lived through The Sopranos, which is now old enough that people that binge it on, I don't know if it's on Netflix or Hulu, they don't have that feeling. So in 5 years from now, when people binge this, they're not going to have that buildup like we had, like, oh, this should have happened, this could have happened. Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to say is, you know what? At the end of the day, Rich, they gave you – you got to give them a tip of the hat at the end, even though it could have been great. It could have been legendary. It wasn't legendary, but you got to give them a tip of the hat for this. They gave you 7 seasons of awesome television.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would even say 8 was, it was okay. I mean, they gave you a lot of action. They put millions of, where do you ever get, You always hear showrunners complain. If you listen to enough podcasts or watch Talking Dead or anything or any interview, you hear showrunners talk about, oh, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough budget, we had to do this on the fly, or something goes wrong and that screws up the budget for the day, or an actor gets sick and it puts something off, or there's a million things that could go wrong that they got thousands of people and CGI and put the money in. They make it seem like HBO didn't put in any effort. They did put in effort. It's just, you know, it just, that's how it ends. It I mean, you don't, I don't want to go be this philosophical, but you don't die on a happy note. It's not like you get to have a Hallmark card moment. Sometimes that's it. You just close your eyes and then you move on into the net to another world or wherever you go when you die. That's what happens to this show. It's just, it ended. That's it. That's all that happened. They created their own high expectations of, and rightly so, because there was the buildup, all of this buildup of the winter coming and all of this stuff. But I don't know what they wanted. It wasn't a 10.
I think so. If I can interject, I think
yes,
it really boiled down to people didn't want it to end. You probably need it. Basically, George said it in his blog. If you want all the nitty-gritties and the fine details, read the books. Now, I think what a lot of people had issue with season 7 and 8, and I said this privately when we were messaging, people who are diehard fans, they had read the books. So if you're introducing a character, it's like, hi, my name's Richard of, I don't know, Ireland, House Ireland, whatever. It was like, oh, I know him. I know all his backstory. So it was already filled out for people watching the show who've read the books. We, right, as casual fans, we didn't read the books. We had to just go with what was there. So I think with 7 and 8 not being by the books, people are like, oh, this feels really hollow, it's rushed. And to an extent, it was a little bit more rushed than the other seasons. But look, they had to finish it up. And to the point of actually the money-wise, it's probably getting prohibitively expensive every season. Because didn't Cersei get like $1 million an episode just to stand in a window? All this kind of stuff. And I suppose very quickly, just on The Hound versus The Mountain.
Yes.
They did The Hound the absolute dirty, because I think his character evolved enough that he should have left his brother. Like, he was still fueled by this hate, which I think he should have got over, to be honest. I think they shouldn't have had them fight. I know it was fan-pandering and everyone wanted it to, you know, happen, but I was like, look, his character came back from the dead.
Yes, but Rich, when you're in the business of making money, you don't cut off your nose to spite your face. That's why that he gave that line of dialogue to Arya and told her, listen, and
don't turn into
look me. At my face. You don't want to do this. Look at my face. You don't want to be like me. And I thought that was a very emotionally satisfying ending, where he was so afraid of fire
that he jumped
and
into
he it. Knew. And right, that to me, the fight, it wasn't the fight. It was the end. It was him realizing he couldn't kill him, because he puts a sword through him. He puts a dagger through his skull, his eye. He stabs him. It's just, he just doesn't, I don't know. Is he supposed to be dead? Is he the undead as well?
I think he's like a human version of a zombie kind of thing.
Okay. I didn't know that. Anyway, so his only option was which they got from Sherlock Holmes, was take your enemy and to kill him, you got to go with him, because you're not going to beat him. So we're going to both die, and that's just the only satisfaction. And that, to me, emotionally, especially with the music, was emotionally satisfying, because he realized, as the baby brother, even though he was a rough, tough-talking character, he realized he wasn't going to win.
Yeah.
So the only way he could win was to go all out and just say, that's it, and go into the and face his fear or overcome the fear of fire. You know, to die in flames, like shot down in flames, go down in flames. To me, that was good. So overall, I will say, I don't know. Like I said, don't go by me, because I was already 3/4 out of the bag. The only thing I was hoping I was... What?
I'm just imagining you climbing out of a bag. It's just hilarious. I don't know why.
I was already three quarters out the door. Okay.
Yeah.
I already left Westeros, and I was.
Were you going west of Westeros with Arya?
Yeah, I was with Arya. I was already on a boat. I took the Jaime's boat, the boat he should have left on. I got on
and
that.
We
boat.
Didn't even comment on Euron just happenstance.
Oh, that too. Just yeah.
flying
the
up
dragon,
the beach.
Oh. We'll discuss this real quick. The amazing aim of episode 4 then turns into the amazing unaim, where the one dragon now blows up the whole armada, blows up, comes right at him, blows up his thing. He flies into the air, then I don't know, becomes a triathlete and swims 10 miles, right? Come on, don't laugh too much. We're professionals here.
Oh my god.
Okay, he swims the 10 miles. Now you would think this guy would be exhausted and hurt. No, he's ready for a fight. Even though it's a one-armed guy, this guy just swam. Oh, I mean, they showed perspective. Those ships were far away.
Yeah, they did.
How did he not drown? At least show him with a broken arm, bloody, burned. Have like the, I don't know. Again, see, these are all the things, the nitpicky things. We could nitpick for forever.
Yeah, we could.
To me,
we could. It was just, we could. It was a little bit inconsistent and rushed, but I think.
Yeah,
that's.
It was. It was. And I wouldn't even say rushed. I would say they already got the new job and they were looking ahead. And so their eye, you know, just like I told you, like if with your job, and I'll say it again, I know I said it 5 times and I've had a job like that. Where you know you're leaving and you look into the grass is greener on the other side and you know it's greener and you're moving on. So why do you care? They just didn't put the effort in. Now, some of these people say that they should know these books frontwards and backwards and memorize. And I was like, come on, there's a lot of characters in that they cut, you know, that
and
died
teams
early.
Of people helping them. It's not just them. You'd be a fool to think it was just the two of them. There's a writing team like.
There's a writing team. It's, exactly. It's not just them. They're the head writers, but still, the people complain that they didn't know the books or that they forgot or, you know, come on. It's hard to keep 40, 50 character arcs. Okay, who said what to what in what season that's now going to pay off 5 seasons later? Come on, that's a lot of work.
It is.
I'll agree that it could have been way better. They could have made the third episode visible. And that would have made it awesome. They could have not have the dragon just have a reason. Have it battle. Have it die in the battle. Have it, you know, get a drink of water and then see the armada. I don't know. Or have it die on land and just got overwhelmed. You could have done something.
I basically thought that one died in episode 3 anyway. So it was kind of a shock for me to even see it alive.
But and now let me ask you this. And we'll wrap up with Game of Thrones, even though we didn't do this really good justice, but we really both are just casual fans, and I already as soon as it was over, I was done. I'm gonna watch the documentary because I like the behind the scenes stuff. That's what tickles my fantasy, my fancy. But I knew this was coming, so I wasn't shocked that it wasn't gonna be amazing. And we said it last time that it was the real good twist that really tickled me and really got to me was when they killed the dragon Viserion. I didn't think that the White Walkers were gonna pull it out of the, and then people say, how did they get the winches and pull it? I was like, who cares? I was like, I wasn't even thinking to take that. And make that a zombie.
I got chills down my spine when that happened.
Me too. I kind of feel like that's what I'm trying to say. It's like, if I never saw, I think I said this to you in private. I said, if I never saw another episode, I kind of feel like season 7, that kind of, that battle, the White Walkers, the dragon.
If they basically finished the show with the wall crumbling and just left it like that.
You know what? I could have just as easily left there as I left now. I felt very fulfilled as a casual fan. Now, I totally agree with the hardcore book people, but the hardcore book people, you know what? You got your books.
Yeah. Well, they don't have a conclusion with the books, you see. That's the issue.
I know, but, well, then I don't know what to say. You just, I didn't live and die with the show. I've learned not to get, I there are signs, and I don't want to get overly cerebral, because that takes away when people start like, I mean, and I went through that phase too. Like, everybody wants to get the leaked script, or the you know, somebody gets a picture gets leaked that, oh, you see this character is going to come for next season. I want to be surprised. I don't want the trailers. I don't want the 5-minute trailer at Comic-Con. I want to avoid that, because I just want to watch the show, and that's what I did. I accepted. I mean, for me, yeah, episode 5 had a little bit of a 9/11 feel to it when she was covered in ash.
Yeah.
And any time I see people with ash, especially when she got up the first time and she shook all the ash out of her hair.
Yeah.
That gives me as a New Yorker, a very weird,
I can imagine,
eerie feeling. Yeah, it's just not an icky feeling, but just a, ooh, that's very, very reminiscent. So maybe when they thought winter was coming, maybe the winter was ash and not snow.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's enough of that. You should wrap up on this one.
Yeah.
And do the house cleaning, and we'll say it wasn't horrible.
No, it was entertaining, and I was entertained, but it could have been just better. I think that's the take home. It could have been done better very easily. Not much change for the whole, like, the full plot, if you get me, but a few subtle changes would have made a big difference, I think. So
I agree. And I agree with all of your alternate theories and alternate, I don't know why they did what they did, but what am I going to do now? It's like, what are you going to do? Yell at HBO? Write letters to HBO? I mean, they spent, I don't know, God knows how much. Is it, what, 6 episodes times 15 million? I don't know. They probably put $100 million. You think they're going to go, oh, well, you know, all these people are mad, so let's redo it. I mean, how could you redo it?
You couldn't, because everyone's moved on. You'd have to recast.
No, you know. I'm telling you, I bet you the whole team just moved on. I bet you George has moved on.
He has. He's about happy, 5 different he's a happy things in the go, works.
He's a happy-go-lucky old man that's got a lot of money. The yeah. HBO has the prequel, I think, is already in production. So I bet you they were like, all right, you know what? This is, we made money with the, what do you call it, Starbucks. We made some extra cash for that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a mess. It was not what you expected. It was, I wouldn't say, in some parts it was a little bit of a logical disaster, because it veered off the logical plane on some of the characters. But hey, listen, it could have been so much worse that I'm saying I'm glad it ended now. Imagine if they signed an agreement where it's 5 more seasons, where would you go?
Once
characters have been killed, you can't go back. I don't want that. I didn't want Bran to go back in time and alternate, and then change time, and then all. I hate that kind of stuff.
No, but that's fine. But don't introduce it and never bring it up again.
I know.
Everyone was saying like stuff like
that.
I agree.
But I told you why they did that. They got stuck. It's they don't know, Rich. This is why they have a pilot season with television. And some of your greatest television shows in America, anyway, sometimes have gone through 3 and 4 different versions and gone to different networks. Like, I don't know if you're familiar with All in the Family. Have you ever heard of All in the Family?
No.
All right. It's classic Archie Bunker. He's like a classic, like a Tony Soprano is a classic. He's an iconic television, like Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
He became iconic for being the grumpy racist. Now he would be racist, even though they just did a live version with Marissa Tomei and Jamie Foxx was George Jefferson. Anyway, long story short was I think it was pitched to CBS. They did a version, didn't work. They tried again, recast it. They had one actress that they felt was good. Again, put it out there, didn't catch on. Another network picked it up. They casted it again, did not work. And then finally, the fourth time was the magical time. So you don't know until you know.
Yeah.
Until it's a hit. Once it's a hit, then they're stuck with it. They did not know that Bran was going to be such a, I don't know, an attraction to people. But once they get that rating in and they see that, okay, this whatever quarter hour, or they actually could do it by the minute. When he appears on screen and the Q rating goes through the roof, they know.
But how are they doing the metrics? I don't understand this rating.
It's a likability factor. I don't know what goes into it. It's just that we like this guy.
But is it like internal testing? Do people say like, yeah? Like, do they check your heart rate? Measure the girth of your penis? Like, no. What the hell are they doing?
I don't know the exact... I didn't Google it. I didn't check it out. I just know of it. And I know that actors... And I don't want a tangent, but now that you asked the question, you opened up Pandora's box, and no. I'm going to speak. Yes, I'll be quick, though, because I want to end this, because I had enough of it, and it's over, and I'm over it, and I don't want... And I will not watch it again. It was good the first time. That was it. I don't need to rewatch it. There was the guy that's on Hawaii Five-O. I forget his name. Just like what they did with CSI with Will Peterson, they wrapped the show around him. Yeah. But what he did is he worked his butt off in a really horrible movie. It was horrible, horrendous. But he did such a good job, and people thought he was good looking and this and that. And again, with this Q rating, this likability factor, I don't know what it is. I don't know what equates to it. But somebody saw this movie that probably only maybe 500 people saw. I don't know. I never even heard of this movie. But he got a role on The Shield for 4 episodes, I think. And then from those from that movie to the 4 episodes to then CBS giving him a flat-out old-school contract. I don't know if you know about the old-school TV contracts where you're working for CBS and that's it.
Yeah.
Whether you're on this show or that show, or we're going to wrap a show around you, they gave him one of those deals. And the vampires were hot, and he was a vampire for whatever. I don't even know. It didn't even last. I think it was like 8 episodes. Then they said, okay, he's good looking. Let's make him the next George Clooney. And he was a handsome doctor guy for like another 10 episode. I don't even think these things lasted the full season. It just didn't work. And then they finally said, you know what? We tried twice. We like this guy. Before he loses and ages, because they tried to push this guy and it didn't work. They finally gave him Hawaii Five-O. Good, bad, or indifferent, was sticking with Hawaii Five-O, and that's how he got to stay on Hawaii Five-O. So that's what happens if you are liked. I don't know what the like is. I don't know if an executive just thought he was good looking, appealing to the females. Manly enough for the men, handsome enough for the females, and good acting, believable, not acting like a goof, you know, not a comedian, an actor. So I don't know. I don't know what goes into it, but that's how that likability factor happens, and that's what happens with what happened with Bran. Is somebody pointed that out to someone else, and I don't know who, because we don't know, and we'll probably never know. Because it was probably seasons ago, somebody said, Bran is spiking here. Why is it spiking?
Yeah.
Is it the scene? If there's no action scene and it's just Bran, I bet you they did the next time they said it, okay, let's watch again. Because they literally could do it by the minute.
Yeah.
And they could see when the ratings spike, and they could see when the – so it must have spiked, or they must have heard something, or a combination of social media – I don't know.
Because I don't know where this is coming from, because I would have said he was the most boring character of all. But before we go, Bran, he was the most boring, useless.
Yeah.
So, to wrap it all up.
Yeah, wrap it all up.
Yes. So, in conclusion, the ash has settled. We've moved on. I hope you do too. But if you have any comments, please let us know at the socials, at the BizarreCast. Support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/TheBizarreCast. And yeah, send us an email. Feedback, welcome. And until next time, that has been Robert Christopher and Richard Martin, and that is the BizarreCast.
End of line.